WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The French film Camille Claudel is based on a true story of obsession and madness. It stars Isabelle Adjani as Claudel and Gérard Depardieu as Auguste Rodin, her teacher, lover, and object of obsession. Critic at large Laurie Stone says the key to Claudel lies within her family.
The movie Camille Claudel whips across the screen like a force of nature. It's like the turbulent, elemental characters it depicts. The prodigious sculptor, Auguste Rodin, and Camille Claudel, a talented sculptor whom Rodin loved and collaborated with. We meet Claudel in 1885 when she's 20 and living in Paris. She's standing in a ditch, digging up clay with her hands and dumping it into an old valise she'll carry to her studio. Next, we see her with her family. Camille's mother finds her freakish and selfish because she rejects married traditional life. Her father, on the other hand, defends her, calling her uncompromising. These opening scenes establish the movie's charged themes, ones which are seldom portrayed in films. We see the sensuous play of artists with their raw materials. In showing the background of Claudel's family life, the film also brilliantly etches the reasons why she was derailed from her work. The movie shows that the pain of Claudel's mother's rejection, as well as Camille's challenge of it and shame over it, are lived out again and again. Her mother's disapproval matches society's suspicions of maverick women and finds a receptive medium inside Camille. Camille is 20 when she becomes Rodin's student. He is 44. He and his longtime mistress, Rose Bourret, have a child, but he becomes Camille's lover as well, and for 9 years the two share intimacy and art. When Camille becomes pregnant, she doesn't tell him. Instead, she asks him to marry her, to choose her over Rose. He refuses to decide. She leaves and has an abortion. Then her decline begins. The pieces she sculpts are all about threat, regret, and abandonment. She boards up the windows of her studio and goes out only at night. In 1914, after her father dies, her mother has her committed to a mental institution where she remains until her death in 1943. The movie explores both the external and internal problems that stymied Claudel. It shows the difficulty Camille had in defining herself artistically beyond the shadow of Rodin, in living as an independent female artist in the 19th century, in suffering love's loss and an abortion isolated from support. But it also probes the reasons why this gifted woman, who was loved and encouraged by her father, trained in her chosen field, and encouraged by the most influential artist of her time, wound up turning pain into her subject, then into her métier. She becomes completely obsessed by Rodin, stalking him, watching his windows. This extraordinary person ended up doing a fatal attraction turn, living out the most ordinary female story in the book. When Rodin thwarts her emotionally and thereby acts like her mother, she can't let go of the sense of betrayal. She feels only her victimization, discounting that she too has the power to wound. Although in reality, Rodin champions her work, she transforms her jealousy of his other lovers into his jealousy of her art. She goes so far as to smash her own sculptures in order to deny them to her imagined enemy. Seldom has so haunting an image been projected of a woman who feels that her desire to break away from her mother's role really is a crime for which she has to pay and pay.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and the author of the new novel, Starting with Surge.